Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, I have a question, Elsie.
Yep.
What do you do if you can't fall asleep?
I watch TV shows. 我看电视, because TV shows always put me to sleep. What okay. about you?
Well, I try a few things. Sometimes I listen to radio shows. Sometimes I have an app that makes the sound of rain hitting a window.
Ooh.
And I like that sound. It usually makes me go to sleep right away.
所以听收音机或雨声也是个不错的方法。But what if they don't work?
Well, if neither of those work, I look at cute videos or pictures of animals online.
看手机不是会让你更睡不着吗? Does that work?
Sometimes. Sometimes if I really can't sleep, it's because I'm thinking of something that makes me feel bad.
So the videos make you feel better?
That's right. They make me forget about the bad things I was thinking about because the animals are so cute.
Hopefully, all the animals in those photos were okay.
What do you mean?
Well, not all animal photos online are real.
Interesting. I guess we're going to learn about that in today's article. Let's get started.
Do you like cute animal photos? Think again.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
There are many cute animal pictures on the internet. You might see dancing ants, or even a snail riding on a frog in them.However, many of these popular photos are fake. Some people use ways to make photos look more interesting. They might put animals from different environments together.These animals would never meet in nature, though. People also sometimes use strings to pose animals. Later, they use a computer program to take the strings out.Putting animals in these poses can often hurt or kill them. Biologists want people to stop taking these photos. They want to keep animals safe.It's more important than putting popular photos on the internet.
Word power.
Way, way. Swimming is a good way to get exercise.Swimming is a good way to get exercise. Environment. Environment. Deer, wolves, and bears live in forest environments. Deer, wolves, and bears live in forest environments. Hurt. Hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurt.Winston fell off his bicycle and hurt his knee. Winston fell off his bicycle and hurt his knee. step, 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 stepped, stepped. We can go outside when it stops raining. We can go outside when it stops raining.
Today's article begins with the line, "There are many cute animal pictures on the internet."
文章今天一开始说到啊，在网络上有很多可爱的动物照片。There are so many cute animal pictures on Facebook.、
Mm-hmm.
People don't get tired of them.
No, they're just so cute. I usually look at them on Reddit because there's just
Reddit.
So、mm-hmm. many. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of pictures might you see? Here's the question.A good question to ask. In the article, it says you might see dancing ants or even a snail riding on a frog in them.
啊，你可以，你可能会在这些相片里面看到跳舞的蚂蚁，或甚至是小呱呱、小瓜牛、骑青蛙。
Have you ever seen a picture of dancing ants?
Nope, but、mm-hmm. I've seen dancing cats.、
Oh.
Have you seen dancing ants?
No.
What about a snail riding on a frog?
I haven't, actually. But I guess they're out there, because、uh-huh. the article is talking about them. And if you haven't seen pictures like this, there's something important you should know. Even if you have seen these pictures, you should know this fact. It says in the article, however, many of these popular photos are fake.
哦，然而呢、嗯、这些大受欢迎的照片很多都是假的。我们看到这个形容词 fake, 也就是 not real, 假的。那相反字真的就是 real.
Okay, well, let's find out how these pictures are fake or not real. Here in the article it says, some people use ways to make photos look more interesting.
有些人呢会用一些方法让照片看起来更有趣。
Okay, so maybe a person sees an animal and they want to take a picture,、
uh-huh.
but the animal isn't doing anything special. Now, people know that others want to see things that are interesting and new.
Yeah.
So they have ways to make the photos look better. Now, we use the word way here. It's a noun and it's spelled W-A-Y, way. And we're going to find out what they're doing with these ways now.Here, a way is something you use or do to achieve something or to make something happen. Now, one way of cooking meat is to put it on a barbecue. Another way is to fry it in oil. Here's another example. Swimming is a good way to get exercise. One more time. Swimming is a good way to get exercise.
在文章中呢 way 这个字呢代表的是方法方式例句说啊游泳是个锻炼身体的好方法另外 way 也可以当作道路 For example, on my way home, I saw my classmate from kindergarten、在我回家的路上我遇见了我幼稚园的同学那这边 on my way home, way 就是道路的意思 So, how do they make the photos look more interesting?
Well, there are a couple of ways that they do this. And here the article tells us the first one. So it says they might put animals from different environments together.
所以他们可能会把来自不同环境的动物放在一起。
Okay, so this way of making the photo more interesting is to put two different animals together.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great, right?
Sounds great.
Cute animals.
Yeah.
Maybe not.If the animals are from different environments, this can be bad for the animals. Now, environment is a noun. It's quite long. It's spelled E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T, environment. Here, environment is talking about the areas where different things live, different living things live. Some environments are very wet, like ponds and rainforests,while some are very dry, like deserts. An animal that can live in one environment may not live in another environment. A duck, for example, would have a very hard time in a desert. Here's an example sentence. Deer, wolves, and bears live in forest environments. One more time. deer, wolves, and bears live in forest environments.
Environment 指的是环境。那么例句说到呢，鹿、狼还有熊住在森林的环境当中。
So, like what you said, Aaron,、mm-hmm. if we put animals from different environments together,、mm-hmm. it might be bad for them.
That's right. It can be dangerous, especially if you think about the duck in the desert. Ducks need water,、
yeah.
right? And so the food that they eat is in the water. So that would probably hurt them a lot or even kill、
right.
them. Okay, so what's so bad about putting these animals from different environments together? The article says...These animals would never meet in nature, though.
这些动物呢，其实永远都不可能在大自然的环境中相遇。But you put them together.
Right. So maybe these kind of animals would attack or kill each other.、Mm-hmm. Maybe some animals have things in their body that would cause other animals to get diseases.
Sick.
Right. Something like that. So it's not a great thing to do.
So, do they have another way to make the photos more interesting?
Okay, they do. There is another way that they do this, and it says people also sometimes use strings to pose animals.
人们有的时候会用线帮动物摆 pose.
Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds awful. It almost makes the animals seem like they're puppets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 就像是那个布偶一样、mm. 布偶有没有 Oh, that's very bad for the animals. And what do they do about those strings?
Well, that's a good question, because you think if they did use these strings, you'd see the strings in the picture, right? You、mm-hmm. know that it's a bad thing to、
yeah.
do. Here in the article, though, it says, later, they use a computer program to take the strings out.
所以之后他们用电脑程式修图然后把线给弄不见
Like Photoshop, maybe、uh-huh. something like that.
So Photoshop, 这个是一个非常 popular, 非常受欢迎的 computer program, 电脑程式。那 program 这个字呢它可以指的是电视上的节目或者是方案计划还有我们课文当中的程式。
Now, as you can imagine, there is a very good reason why you shouldn't use strings to pose animals. Here the article says, putting animals in these poses can often hurt or kill them.
所以你帮动物摆姿势可能会伤害或是甚至害死它们。
So, obviously, these poses sound very dangerous. That's because the poses can hurt or even kill the animals. Now, we're going to look at the verb hurt in that sentence. Hurt is spelled H-U-R-T, hurt. When you hurt someone or something, you cause that person to feel pain. Now, there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can do this by harming a body, like cutting yourself with a knife,Or by hurting the mind. Now, when you hurt someone in the mind, you can do this by saying mean things to them. That's just one example. Here's another example. Winston fell off his bicycle and hurt his knee. One more time. Winston fell off his bicycle and hurt his knee.
Hurt, 伤害。那我们第三态要特别注意哦。Hurt, hurt, hurt. 那我们例句说到呢 ,Winston 跌落他的脚踏车并伤了自己的膝盖。我们说到 ,to hurt once, 后面加上部位代表某人的某部位受伤了。For example, I hurt my ankle when I was getting on the bus this morning.、
Mm.
今天早上我在上公车的时候伤到了我的脚踝。另外我们也可以说 somebody get hurt.代表的是某人受伤，那就没有特别说出部位咯。Be careful, don't get hurt.
Yeah, my mother says that a lot. Okay, so we definitely should not be hurting animals just for a photo. And we're not the only people that think so. Hereby, it says biologists want people to stop taking these photos.
生物学家呢想要人们停止照这些照片。Biologist, 生物学家。那 biology 就是生物学。
Okay, so these biologists want people to stop taking animal photos. Now, we use the verb stop in that sentence. It's spelled S-T-O-P, stop.
when you stop doing something, you end that thing or you finish doing that thing. For example, if I heard someone shouting, I could say, "Can you stop shouting? It hurts my ears." Or, "Stop running. There's ice on the road." Here's an example sentence. We can go outside when it stops raining. One more time. We can go outside when it stops raining.
Stop, 停止。例句说呢，当雨停了，我们就能够到外头去了。当我们说 stop doing something 的时候呢，我们在讲的是停止做正在做的事情，像是 stop talking, 不要再讲话了， stop watching TV, 不要再看电视了。不过呢，我们如果用 stop to do something, 意思就不一样了。这代表的是啊，你要停下手边本来在做的事情，去做另外一件事。For example, I stopped to listen to what he wanted to say. 我停下来去听他想要说的话。
Okay, so let's find out why these biologists want people to stop taking these photos. Here it says, they want to keep animals safe.
他们想要保护这些动物的安全。
I want to keep animals safe too.
Me too.
Okay, now this safety is really important. In fact, it's so important, the article says, it's more important than putting popular photos on the internet.
保护动物的安全呢，比起将这些受欢迎的照片放到网络上还要来得重要。我们在文章最后一句当中看到了一个比较级，主词 it 指的是保护动物安全这件事。 More important, 比较重要。那到底比什么重要呢？ Than putting popular photos on the internet, 比将这些受欢迎的照片放到网络上还要来得重要。
Okay, so let's do our part. If we want to take an animal photo and you want to take an animal photo, don't do anything that would hurt the animal or animals or you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 现在就让我们进到 Magic Box 来复习我们这一课看到的重点。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey， 欢迎来到今天的 Magic Box 找亮点。今天要帮大家整理的是 program 这个字的多种字义哦。首先，大家今天在文章里面看到的 computer program， 其中的 program 呢，指的就是电脑程式的意思。大家电脑应该都比我强吧？听到程式有没有觉得很熟悉呢？平常大家在电脑中使用不同的程式来执行不同的功能，像是文章中提到的修图程式，或是大家电脑里面都一定会安装的 antivirus program 防毒程式。 program 它是一个可数名词哦，一个 program 两个以上呢就直接在字尾加上 s programs。 诶，那它要怎么使用呢？如果要说写程式的话，那很简单哦，就是 write a program，执行程式 run a program， 下载程式当然就是 download a program 啦。另外呢， program 它还有电视或是广播节目的意思，你可以说 watch a program 看电视节目，或是 listen to a program 听广播节目。 For example, I always listen to a program when I drive， 我开车的时候啊总是要搭配广播节目。 Did you watch your favorite TV program last night？你昨晚有看你最爱的那个电视节目吗？ Did you watch your favorite TV program last night? 最后呢， program 它还有一个很常被使用的字义，那就是计划或是方案的意思。例如我的健身计划是一周跑步三次，可以这样说哦， Running three times a week is part of my fitness program. Running three times a week is part of my fitness program.它也可以被使用在一些比较大型或是政府执行的专案上面哦。学会了以上 program 的多种用法后，马上来个小测验吧。该怎么说？我从我最爱的电视节目中学会如何写电脑程式呢？答案马上揭晓咯。
The answer is, I learned how to write computer programs from my favorite TV program. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome back to review time. Today, I've got some fill-in-the-blank sentences, and I'm going to ask Elsie to use the word power words to fill in the blanks. But she's also going to have to spell them when she's done. Now today, most of these words will be easy, but there's one of them that will be very tough.
又要填充又要拼字，好吧 ,bring it on.
All right, here we're going to start with number one. It says, ouch, my head blank. Do you have any medicine?
Ouch, 好痛哦，哪里痛？我的头痛。 My head hurts.
Good, now that's an easy one. Mm-hmm. Now we have to use hurts, right? Because we just have one head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I have to spell hurts.
Yep.
H-U-R-T-S.
Perfect, H-U-R-T-S, hurts. Here's number two. These birds live in a cold blank.You might see them in the mountains.
这些小鸟住在一个寒冷的环境。你可能会在山上看到它们。好，环境 environment.
Uh-huh.
然后怎么拼环境？来，我们一起哦，同学们。environment.
Perfect. Look how well she did that. She's been practicing her spelling. Okay, number three.A good blank to learn a new language is to move to a country that speaks it.
好，一个什么样好的东西，那个东西可以来学新的语言，它这个东西呢，就是搬到那个国家去，那个说那个语言的国家，它这个就是方法嘛。A good way、to learn a new language is to move to a country that speaks it.
Perfect. Okay, how do you spell way?
Way, W-A-Y.
Perfect. Again, 100% so far.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, number four says, the dog blank digging a hole when I called its name.
所以当我叫它名字的时候，那只狗就停下来，不再挖洞了。Stopped.
Perfect. Now we know that that is past tense because I said called.
Right, 因为有 called 这个过去式，我知道前面这个也是一个过去式。So how do I spell stopped? S-T-O-P-P-E-D.
Good job. She added that extra consonant and her E-D to spell stopped correctly. Okay, well, you guys can practice this and your spelling with your friends and classmates.But we have to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Do you like cute animal photos? Think again.
There are many cute animal pictures on the internet. You might see dancing ants or even a snail riding on a frog in them. However, many of these popular photos are fake.Some people use ways to make photos look more interesting. They might put animals from different environments together. These animals would never meet in nature, though. People also sometimes use strings to pose animals. Later, they use a computer program to take the strings out. Putting animals in these poses can often hurt,or kill them. Biologists want people to stop taking these photos. They want to keep animals safe. It's more important than putting popular photos on the internet.
Way, way. Swimming is a good way to get exercise.Swimming is a good way to get exercise. Environment. Environment. Deer, wolves, and bears live in forest environments. Deer, wolves, and bears live in forest environments. Hurt. Hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurt.Winston fell off his bicycle and hurt his knee. Winston fell off his bicycle and hurt his knee. Step, 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 stopped, stopped. We can go outside when it stops raining. We can go outside when it stops raining.